My name is Tony McGregor. I'm 72 years of age. I come to Coventry at the age of just past 14. My dad come to Coventry in 1939, the beginning of the war. My mum has always been on to me dad to bring us over. Unknowns to me dad, my mother saved up enough money to send all the furniture and the boat tickets for the family. So we landed in the station and got into Eagle Street. The house was all boarded up. I broke in the back. There was no electric and no gas. Honestly, the place was derelict. And we were sitting there when the next thing we knew, the back door got kicked in and it was me dad and me eldest brother. I won't tell you the language he used. He was shocked. What are you doing here? Said, I got fed up waiting on you to send for us to come over. He said, but we got no furniture. She said, the furniture will be here tomorrow. That was our beginning of life in Coventry, you know. Coventry was so different from where I came from. I couldn't understand the English people speaking. In the early 50s, all along Fawcett Road was full of Irish, a lot of Irish people. And they opened up a big Irish dance hall called the Bamba. Before that, it used to be a cinema and it was called the Roxy. But then there was that many paddies around, they took it over and made it a dance hall, the Bamba. And I was in there the first night it opened, and the place was packed out. It was always guaranteed a good night. A lot of the top Irish show bands used to come there. I've seen the Dubliners and loads more. And further up the road, there used to be a shop there called Ma Pickens. You got the beautiful pork and crackling batches in there. Actually, I remember one of the old celebrities used to call in there pretty regular. It was Norman Wisdom. When he used to come down here, he had something to do with a brickyard down here in Bedworth, I think. And he used to call into Ma Pickens regular for his pork and crackling batches. I worked in the Jag, the Humber, Chrysler's, Dunlop, you name it, I've worked in them all. I was never contented with it. Till eventually I got redundant in the Standard in 1979. Took a shop on and I started working for myself, and which I've been doing now 30 odd years. And to be honest with you, working for myself the last 30 years has been hard, but enjoyable. It was the best job I've ever had. When my mum and dad stayed in Fawcett and I got married, I got a place in Woodend. Woodend was a lovely place then. And I moved from there to Wycombe. And so I moved around and I come back to Fawcett. It's this side of the city I like, you know. I like this side of the city. I've always loved Fawcett, you know. I classify it as my home, like, you know, Fawcett area.